In a single stroke, New York City's Whitney Museum of American Art can claim world-class status for its collections of abstract expressionist and pop art. The museum's trustees have given it more than 80 works by American masters such as Jasper Johns and Jackson Pollock. NPR's Corey Flintoff has more.
The Whitney has long been known as the smallest of New York City's great modern art museums, after the Museum of Modern Art and the Guggenheim. Art lovers have gone to the Whitney not so much for its permanent collection as for the shows it brought together from other sources. The Whitney trustees set about changing that 3 years ago. Led by Whitney chairman Leonard Lauder, they quietly began assembling sculpture, paintings, and prints at a time when abstract expressionist and pop art was increasingly being bought off the market by collectors and museums. Some of the works came from the living rooms of trustees, such as Lauder. The result was a collection of 86 works valued at around $200 million. The gift eclipses the $130 million gift of art to the San Francisco Museum of Art by its trustees. It includes more than 30 pieces by Jasper Johns, some donated directly by the artist. Among those are seminal pieces from the 1960s, including the vibrant multi-image painting 0 through 9. There are also 7 pieces by sculptor Kles Oldenburg and 7 by Andy Warhol, including celebrity portraits of Jacqueline Onassis and Elvis Presley. Museum director Maxwell Anderson told the New York Times he believes the gift is the largest acquisition of post-war art by any museum ever. The Whitney will first show the works from late October through January. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.